Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Flood warnings remain in place across the state this morning, with officials warning that many rivers will crest today and this weekend. They say the worst is yet to come. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis takes us now to the town of Freetown in southeastern Mass, which is among the hardest hit areas in the state.
Only 8,500 people live in Freetown, but a good number of them, about 1,000, live in a neighborhood called Assanet Bay Shores. It's located on a peninsula with the bay on one side and wetlands on the other. But now it's an island. The only road leading in and out collapsed in the flood. Crews from the Army Corps of Engineers are trying to shore up the two-lane road, but they can't work fast enough for Jennifer Dufresne.
We had to get some supplies.
Yeah.
Couldn't come home last night.
Well, it was bad.
She and her 14-year-old son, George, had to stay at a relative's place Tuesday night. Now they're heading home, but they have to get there a different way.
Okay. Oh, there's Nancy.
The Dufresne's neighbors are walking down Main Street, a family of four with backpacks on. It seems many residents here are on foot and carrying duffel bags large enough for pajamas and a change of clothes.
I looked at this place on the right, yeah.
Jennifer and George pass a house where the driveway is almost completely washed out. The three cars parked there look like they're picked up and juggled around like dice. Sure enough, Jennifer says, the night before, a creek breached the road in front of the house and flooded their yard.
Yeah, it was right through here. Raging.
The Dufresnes parked their pickup at a grocery store distribution center. This is as far as they can take their car. Now they climb makeshift stairs into the back of an all-terrain vehicle operated by the state police. It looks more appropriate for a battlefield than suburban Massachusetts. Surrounded by grocery bags, they sit next to a neighbor, Samantha Downs.
They always say, if you were stranded on a deserted island, what's three things you would want? I have beer, I have cigarettes, and I have milk.
Necessities.
Necessities.
We all set?
Yep. I think so.
It's kind of fun, huh?
The ATV cuts across a baseball field that looks better for mud wrestling than Little League. And even with its special conveyor belt wheels, the vehicle has a hard time negotiating the long stretches of deep mud.
Oh, wow.
Michael.
Is that the Army?
We get to the peninsula turned island where their homes are located, and there are choppers overhead. George Dufresne is amazed.
I have never seen something like this, only in my video games.
The 100-year flood.
This trip took 25 minutes longer than it should have, and they still have 2 miles to walk before they get to their house. As the Dufresnes leave the vehicle, a married couple turns up, looking to make the trip in reverse.
All right, so you're running here all day as needed.
Until they tell us to go.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
That's Jennifer Biddle. She and her husband Clay woke up Tuesday to a basement full of water. They started pumping it out immediately. And to make things easier, they took their 18-month-old daughter to daycare.
But when we went to get her in the afternoon, the road had collapsed and we were unable to get out.
How did you feel when you couldn't go get your daughter?
Admit it, you cried.
I cry again.
It was very tough on her. You know, the thought of being separated by that was not pleasant.
Luckily, Biddle's mother was able to rescue the little girl. Now the couple wants to pick her up, but it would be really involved. They'd have to catch the all-terrain vehicle to dry land in Freetown. Then someone would have to pick them up there. And that's harder than usual because so many roads are closed.
Did Dartmouth, how do I get there?
79 from here.
Where do you go, Route 3 back down to 190?
No.
But 140's?
Probably going to be your best bet because
there's a lot of traffic on 140's.
When it was closed.
The mall side because the mall side was underwater.
Interesting.
Jennifer Biddle doesn't feel any more confident after getting these directions from the state police.
The lack of information is very frustrating. We've been very lucky that we still have electricity and we actually have internet access, and we lost it for a little while. But there's not a consistent source for us to find out updated information, and none of the officials on this side seem to know any more than we're finding online. In fact, we almost know more than they do.
Officials say it's not clear when any of the flooded roads will be back up and running, but they've told residents to brace themselves for days of impassable roads and inconvenience. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.